This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd's Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
November 20th, 2021. This is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're powered by RadioSt.Pete.com on the Tantalk family of stations, and we're streaming live on StPeteSportsConnection.com. Said live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, the heart of Champa Bay, where the fans have been celebrating sports for 29 years, and they just got voted best in the Bay with their wings and sports bar. And actually, this is the 29th anniversary show at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Of course, Mark Ferguson had a great vision 29 years ago. He was a teacher, and when Tropicana Field opened up, his vision expanded, and it's now the iconic Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And you'll be hearing 2 hours of us each and every Saturday now on all of our affiliates, WTAN AM 1340, 106.1 FM, WZHR AM, 1400 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350, and 102.3 FM. We're reaching from Brooksville to the Sunset Bridge and all of Pinellas County, Tampa to Lakeland, north to Zephyr Hills, and as I said, streaming on StPeteSportsConnection.com and Radio St. Pete. And looking forward to today. We've got a jam-packed show for you today. We're going to we'll have Cameron Wembley, former FSU standout, and played with the Browns, played with the Raiders, the Titans. We'll talk to Mark Lindsay, the footballer. He was with the original Tampa Bay Rowdies. That'll be a great conversation because they have a game tonight down with Louisville City, and they play down here at Al Lang Stadium, and that will be to be in the championship of the USL. So we'll talk to Mark Lindsay. We've got author and my sidekick, Brandy Winans, and then Randy Grimes will make a stop, and Mark Ferguson. As we wrap up the 29th year, in fact, Wednesday, it's open to the public. It's going to be three bands, and Mark Ferguson and the gang are going to be celebrating all day the 29th anniversary, and I'm looking forward to participating in that, too. So we'll talk a lot about that today. But let's go to our Fergs from the front row, look back at the week in sports, and look ahead at this week. And, of course, we've got a full college schedule. And I've got my partner and my buddy in front of me. He's looking forward to the Egg Bowl next week. We'll talk about that a little bit. Mississippi State and Ole Miss. And that actually has some implications this time. So from the front row, here's the college football lineups. Keep in mind, as I tell you each and every week, we've got four watch parties down here. You've got Michigan, you've got Iowa, you've got Auburn and Alabama, and then, of course, Florida State and Florida. If you have a particular game that you would like to watch, we'll switch it over to you, and you can have your own little fan group and have a lot of fun down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Let's go over the games of significance this week. Notre Dame takes on Georgia Tech. You've got Cincinnati, SMU, that's a big contest. Wisconsin, Nebraska, Alabama, Arkansas. Central Florida takes on UConn. Florida plays Missouri, that's a big game for the Gators. They've got to get off the schneid. UCLA, USC, North Texas, and Florida International. Miami takes on Virginia Tech, another key game for Coach Diaz down there. And then Tennessee. They've got a cupcake in South Alabama. The biggest game right now as far as Final Four implications is Utah, Oregon. And that's tonight on the West Coast. That'll be a great game. It's in Utah. And then in basketball, USF takes on Auburn. That'll be a great game today. And then the game that kicked off, Ohio State, Michigan State. And we've got a contingency of Ohio State guys. I saw about 20 of them walk in. Oklahoma, Iowa State. That should be a great contest in the Big 12. And then you got Boston College and Florida State. Clemson, Wake Forest. I got to say this. Well, Florida Atlantic, so I can justify it. My alma mater, Western Kentucky. And then the Hawkeyes, University of Iowa against Illinois. And then, of course, tomorrow, no Bucks. They'll dominate. the New York Giants on Monday Night Football at Ray J. It would be very exciting. And here's the lineup for the NFL this week. You got the Dolphins and the Jets, Bills, Colts, Ravens, Bears, the Browns against the Lions, Titans, Texans, Packers, Vikings, the Eagles, and they have the second floor jam-packed each and every Sunday. So if you're listening to us for the first time on our network, come on down if you're an Eagle fan, because you'll have about 75 of your fellow Eagle fans along with you, raising holy you-know-what upstairs. Panthers, Washington, 49ers, Jaguars, Bengals, Raiders, Chiefs, Cowboys, Cardinals, Seahawks, Chargers, Steelers, and I said Monday Night Football, you have the Giants coming down to Ray J, and hopefully we can break that two-game losing streak. And then in golf, in the LPGA, our own Bradenton Nelly Korda, she is two off the pace. They're playing down in Naples. A lot of great golf recently in the LPGA right here in our home state. And then up in Georgia, Sebastian Munoz is on top of the RSM Classic, and my buddy from Iowa, Zach Johnson, the winner of two majors and 12 PGA events, he's in second place at 45 years young. So I'm proud of my buddy Zachy. And that kind of gives you a breakdown of what's going on. Oh, tonight, great fight. Porter against Bud Crawford. And that is free down here at Ferg's. And I tell you what, if you want to see a great welterweight boxing card, that card is loaded with some tremendous boxers. It's not MMA. It's the sweet science. And I'm looking forward to that taking place. And don't forget, we're going to have Mark Lindsay on. But the Rowdies tonight, 7:30, right down the street here, against Louisville City. And that's for their ticket to go to the championship. And looking forward to that conversation as well. Now let's throw Brandy Winans on and say hello to the author of... Now that's a... It took
how many months?
Well, trust me, I'm lucky to have business cards right now the way my world's going. That looks fabulous, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's got on her Sports Connection radio. It should say hostess.
I know, but you
be
know.
Politically correct, but
well,
host.
You know,
I'm not wearing hostess, I can assure you. I'm not going that route with the politically correct crap.
When I was in the entertainment industry, it wasn't actress. You were an actor. That was it. So,
radio
host. That's it.
All right. Well, forget I brought it up. It looks great.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming down today.
I got the right logo. Yay.
I'm Mark Ferguson's 29th anniversary show. He's going to stop in and visit for a little while, and we'll talk about Wednesday's activities. It will be an absolute blast. We've got a little hard rock. We've got a little R&B. We've got a little country as far as entertainment. There'll be giveaways, of course.
That's going to be on the 24th.
The 24th.
And right here at Ferg's.
How perfect is that? Because you know how many people party the Wednesday before Thanksgiving? Because they know they have to go sit with their family for like 8-9 hours.
This is true.
That was always an epic night when I went back to my hometown. And I don't know about epic, but there was some epic storytelling and let's say cocktails consumed.
Yeah, knowing you on a Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving. But, you know, you have a great mom. You got a great family.
Oh, I was
always the sibling rivalry, and there's always somebody who has to say something.
It was never my fam, hon.
Sets people off.
It was those two ladies that had my last name at one time.
Ah,
that's who it was.
I got you.
My family never makes mistakes. Are you kidding me?
You have a great family. I got a great family. You know, we're really blessed. My husband has passed away now, but my beautiful, you know, granddaughter, 5 years old now, she fell off the monkey bars on Friday.
You got to do that when you're a kid.
Yeah, well, she's all wrapped up. We'll see more x-rays, see if she fractured anything, but... yeah, it's all good. It's a beautiful day here at Ferg's. A little cloudy. I got a little sprinkle on the way here. But, yeah, it's at 29 years. I remember, I'm really saying my age now because I grew up in this area. Moved back here in 89. But a few years after that, Ferg started this little tiny little gas station here, which has now exploded into probably a city block.
It didn't explode. It was patchwork. It was the design on how to build a building for the inspectors to tell people not to build their building like that. And Kenny, the inspector of the building, is a regular here, been coming for 29 years. He's going to come on the show a little bit later on and talk about those early days.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Ferg is, he's quite an amazing man, too. He and his whole family.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. And then today, as I said, Randy Grimes is going to, he's going to make a stop. We're going to converse about
Randy's
a couple things.
He's got some things coming up he wants to share.
And then, as I said, footballer, I've been doing my research, footballer Mark Lindsay will join us, and we'll talk about the wide world of soccer. He's from England. He's been in the Bay Area for 20 years, and that would be an interesting conversation. And he's got his finger on the pulse of the Tampa Bay Rowdies, and I'm looking forward to that conversation as well.
It's so nice to have the Rowdies back here and over in my side of the world, in St. Pete's side, because originally, you know, they were over in Tampa for years, then they left, and now they're back over here the last few years. And, you know, they are an amazing team, and it's really nice to go back out to Al Lang Field and just be able to have a nice evening, nice family night, too.
Hey, did you get a chance to get up and see Rocky Blyer?
I did not get a chance. I was invited because of my NFL Wives Players Association, and I have the rerun now, but I haven't had a chance to watch it. They were doing that out in L.A. and
no, they did the Rocky Blyer up here at Spurrier's.
Well, we were doing another one out in L.A. as well, but the Florida Sports Hall of Fame just recently did theirs on Monday night. They had a great turnout. Spurrier, they did up at Spurrier's Rooftop Grill in Gainesville, and they had a wonderful turnout.
All right, let's hand the mic to Roger Warren, who unfortunately has been. we got a little ruckus from time to time. You'll hear the goings on down here at Ferg's with the excitement that fans have, or the over passion that they may have. Let's talk to Roger Warren, who drove all the way over from. Did you drive over from the beach or from Orlando?
I drove from Orlando. I stayed in Orlando last night and drove over this morning.
Well, as I've been promoting the last 3-4 weeks, our partnership with Hoovy, and the man behind that plan is Roger Warren. Let's talk a little bit about what we're endeavoring in. I've got the upstairs ready to roll with a new office up there at the top of Ferg's. I've been there every day. It's kind of interesting. I have one sale coming out of being here, because Mark goes ahead and helps out. If he thinks somebody that he's having a meeting with might be of value to me, and he did that this week twice. So it's a great prospecting place as well, my friend.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a great place to get business and find business. And, you know, I saw your pictures you sent from, and I can't wait to go see it later today. The studio is going to be fantastic up there. We've made some big moves in with Hoovy lately, and making some really getting it to grow, and making some large steps, I guess, in getting us to that point. I mean, and you know, our company Hoovy, you can go to hoovy.tv to see the website there. On there you'll see the St. Pete Tampa Sports Connection channel that we have on that, and we're going to be growing that and expanding that tremendously over the time here. So we've got a lot of great things that we're pushing to have into it. We're excited about the partnership and what we have here working together, and all the things that we can do right here in the St. Pete Tampa Bay area also.
Well, you know, let's do a little plug for the business side, because I've been talking to people about that, and then we'll go back to the world of sports. But that's going to be a big piece and an opportunity, as I'm, you know, nestled in down here where all these small businesses are, for them to feature their small business, you know, I like to say, in a championship mode at a very reasonable rate. And I'm looking forward to getting a couple of people right away involved in that endeavor.
It is a fantastic product. What we're able to do is to give these small businesses a chance to do their own infomercial. But instead of hundreds of thousands of dollars, they're doing it for a very minimal amount. $2,500 a month gets you four shows, and these four shows run every week. And really, I mean, there's going to be those months that you're going to do five shows. So it's a 6 month in that commitment. And you come in and you talk about your industry. You talk about what's changing, what's happening. If you're a realtor, you're talking about your listings. You're talking about who could be a great mortgage person to bring in and have on your show. But it's just a great way to get your message out in a very inexpensive manner. You can take that everything that we're bringing, all the production, and that's yours. You can put it on your social media. You can take it to any of the other areas. That's what you're actually paying for with the production that we're doing there. So we're going to give you very high-level production, infomercial type, but instead of the huge price tag with it, we're going to keep it affordable for everyone.
How long is that for an hour show, Roger?
It's typically going to run about a half an hour for that. If someone okay. wants to do, and we, in this industry, we call it a 28-minute or a 58-minute show. If the thing is, for someone to do a show every week and provide an hour's worth of content is very, very difficult. But within that pricing, the price could be either for the 38 or 58, same price for that person to come in. They own that time slot. It's going to go out right now with our myhoovy.com or hoovy.tv. We have over 3.5 million people coming there now. We're going to see that number continue to grow because we're getting the word out for people to see that there is another option for them to go to and watch things and see it. Hoovy is a Finnish word for fun, and that's what you're going to see on our site. We're going to have sports, pickleball. We're going to have business services. We've got a show right now that deals in the nerdosphere, as they say, which has a huge following all the way up to the International Space Station. So all of these people are following and seeing that, and you're going to get a very good local following of your particular business, whatever that may be. You come over here, we show you how to do it, you have your time slot, you come in every day to Ferg's, we take you up there, we do the show and help you too in that show. It's your show, you produce it, you put on what you want, you say what you want, we just make sure that it's done properly, and then we get it out on our channel that we have there for you.
Well, you just saved me from doing our read today. So that's our little plug for our relationship, and it's sportsconnection.tv. For all my sports fans listening out there, a couple of things I want to ask you. You're growing up in Mississippi. Did you ever go to the Egg Bowl?
Absolutely, of course.
talk about it, because today in College Game Day, they were talking about how there's nothing like it in college football. And these are the guys that go to every College Game Day. What makes it so special? Well, you grew up there. That makes it special to you. But if I'm a sports fan, why do I want to go to the Egg Bowl, which sounds like something out of Iowa? It sounds really hokey.
Well,
we got Floyd the Pig as an award too. So,
yeah, I can't tell you the exact reason why it's called the Egg Bowl. I think it may have something to do with the fact that in Mississippi, egg and poultry production is so high. I mean, my parents we were chicken farmers when I was growing up. So, I mean, I was around all
you
that.
You were a chicken farmer?
I was growing
up. You've come a long way, son.
And I said, that's one thing I'm never going to do is work in a chicken farm. But I grew up around that, and I know that everything was around the chickens or the egg side of it. So the Egg Bowl's been going on. They've been playing that since 1901. I mean, it's a huge event. It used to be held in Jackson, Mississippi. It wasn't at Ole Miss, and it was not at Mississippi State.
So it was a neutral site.
It was a neutral site. It's not anymore. But and when I was growing up, and we went to that game every year, and there were, I mean, it's what makes it so exciting is you could have a Mississippi State with a completely losing record, and Ole Miss beating everyone, and Mississippi State would kill them in the game. It was who wanted it the most. It was the passion of the game. It was the fire that was brought out that made it so exciting. It was true college football.
Well, I certainly think that on your side, I love your new head coach. He came from Washington State, and Mike's just a wild man. And then you've got Lane Kiffin now at Ole Miss. I think this is going to be a long history of rivalry that the entire nation will be watching.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be a great game. It's now moved back to Thanksgiving, which is good. It was moved to Saturday. Now it's back to Thanksgiving. So it has its own little standout that it has. So if you're sitting at home and you've got nothing to do because all the family's there, you've already eaten, you can now turn on, tune in, and watch Mississippi State versus Ole Miss. I'm not sure exactly where it's going to be shown at, but it is a fantastic game to watch, and it's a fantastic game to be at. I mean, the energy, the power, what you see happening there is just phenomenal.
You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection right here on the Tampa St. Pete Radio Network and the Tan Talk family of stations as we broadcast for 2 hours now each and every Saturday, and looking forward to expanding our relationship with Tan Talk. I want to thank Big Ed, who did my promo, and now that guy's got pipes. Did you listen to that that promo? Those are the kind of pipes that you like to hear on the radio instead of my fumbling, bumbling, and stumbling. But yeah, that I'm looking forward to that, and I want to thank Big Ed. They also have all the Lightning games on 1340, not 1350 and 1400. In fact, the Lightning are in town all weekend long. They get to stay for the holidays, and they had a nice win the other night, and then tonight and tomorrow at Amalie Arena, the Tampa Bay Lightning, just about 8 points out of first, and the Florida Panthers, if you can imagine that, Tampa and Florida hockey. You know what I did? What happened yesterday? I was down here, and I got Mark some apparel, and a bunch of sweatshirts came in, and I walked downstairs. And there's 10 guys over there, and they have ice skating facility installation T-shirts on. So I said, you guys in the wrong state? And they said, well, we're from Ohio. They have an ice skating rink in Tropicana Field. They're putting one down at the pier and one down in St. Pete. And I'm thinking, this does not add up for an Iowan. But I think it's pretty cool. Have you ever... Done any ice skating down here, dear?
I have fumbled at ice skating. They also just opened up at Curtis Hickson Park over in Tampa as well. So, yeah, they're going to do it. It's a lot of fun.
Is it real ice?
Yeah, it's real ice.
Oh, no, someone told me, and it may have been Mark, he said, I think it's some kind of a plastic mixture, but...
Tropicana Field did this really cool thing a couple of years ago before COVID hit, and it was all about Christmas and vendors and ice skating and Tropicana Field. It was an amazing event they did for the whole month of December and right into January. And I don't know, they may end up trying to do it again this year, but it was fun. It was a great turnout. It was like you were back in North Carolina, and they had all kinds of fun treasure hunts and different things that they could do as well. So, yeah. What about you? Are you a skater?
Hey, I wore skates often in my youth, but we were so poor. My old man found some white skates, girl skates. So I put black shoe polish on them. This was just a horrible memory for me, and because I wanted to meet this hot chick. So I go out there, and I'm skating around, and we go in the warming house, and I sit right next to her, and all the polish wore off. And you look down, I got white skates on, blew the deal. Everybody laughed at me in the warming house, and I never skated again. The hell with ice skates.
Well, from Florida, it was called roller skating here. We did not have the ice skating rinks, but roller skating I was really good at. Ice skating, I forget it. I am the worst. I am the Lucy Show.
Well, I'm into rollerblading. I love rollerblading, but I almost killed myself about 7 years ago, so I backed off of that. I was like one of those runaway, heading for an intersection, and I have to launch my body into the grass and roll, and the car screeches on. I'm like, I'm 58 years old, and they're like, what in the hell do you got rollerblades on? You don't know how to operate them. Yeah. Anyway, hey, couple other things. Would you tap Alex on the shoulder? This guy, Daryl, would love this. He went to the Alabama-New Mexico game last week. He's from California. His wife got him a suite, and he had, yeah, here comes the California kid. I want you to share with our audience the experience of going to Alabama last week against that powerhouse, New Mexico State, and that was a 51.5-point spread. And Alabama covered.
They covered.
Unbelievable. All right, so talk about the experience. I mean,
the stadium is an absolute gem. It's right in the middle of the campus. Sorority houses everywhere. Big brick buildings.
You would recognize the sorority houses. The California kid here.
It's nothing like California going to a USC game. It's Alabama is so beautiful. The brick buildings with the pillars, the large vast of grass everywhere with tents put up. Everything is so organized. It was so much fun being a part of that day. I had a great time.
Now, were you pulling for New Mexico?
I was.
Was it New Mexico or New Mexico State?
New Mexico State.
Now, I know New Mexico's the Lobos. Aggies? New Mexico State.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, they're the Aggies. You should have had your Aggie gear, and you got the Hellbeat out of you.
I like Rocky Long. He was the head coach of San Diego State for a long time.
Oh, so was he?
I was pulling for Rocky.
Hey, now talk about the suite. That's the only reason you went. I know that.
One thing I learned there, it's the only place where they serve alcohol. They won't serve
Dry
alcohol.
County everywhere else?
Well, actually, the people that are sitting in the stands, there's no alcohol. But if you get a suite, there's all the alcohol you can drink in there, which I thought was ironic.
Ironic?
When I went to Notre Dame.
That's horrible.
Their stadium, they didn't sell any beer anywhere. So,
well, trust me. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I'm German-Irish. There's plenty of it drank prior to their walking in.
Yeah,
they need that 3 hours to sober up. And if you don't think there's a flask or two going through in some orifices that you don't want to think about, I assure you, the Irishmen are getting booze into Notre Dame.
Change of pace in the weather, too. It was around 40 degrees. It just felt so nice to be out and have a sweater on and watching a football game.
Heat wimp anyway. Hey, a little breaking news for Alex Barbeau, my buddy here. Tell the audience about your exciting news of getting in minor league baseball, brother.
I got hired for the Auburn Double Days. I'll be coaching up there in June and July.
Where's that at?
It's in upstate New York. We play at Falcon Stadium, and I'm looking forward to.
It's your dream come true, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is.
You're going to be the next Kevin Cash. You just got your second MVP, baby.
Thank you. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Now, what level of ball is that? Because I want to talk to you about a company that may want to do the content.
Well, it's a summer league for collegiate baseball. It's actually the third best league in the country. You know, Cape Cod is one. Northwoods in Illinois is second.
Cape Cod, a lot of players go up there.
Correct. And then it's us. We're the perfect game league up in upstate. And I tell you, the baseball is as close to minor league baseball as you can possibly get it. I mean, it's coach buses to and from the games. It's first-class stadium, clubhouses, offices for the coaches. It's going to be, you know, a dream come true for me.
Well, here's the reality. About a year ago at this time, or a little bit later, in early 2021, minor league baseball made that cut. Of 60 minor league teams, you know that.
They were one of them.
They were one of them?
Yes, that's why we get to play in this
season. Yeah, that's why I was wondering, because that conversion for a lot of these communities, I mean, minor league baseball was it. And it was the summer event. They had their 4th of July celebrations, all the holidays during the summer, you know, 25-cent draws, 10-cent dogs. I mean, nothing better than that minor league baseball. And then MLB hacked them. I was very upset. My buddy's the director of communications for minor league baseball. He said it was tragic for these cities.
Well, the town.
That's great to hear that you're one of those teams that able to make that adjustment.
Thank you. The town really embraces the team since they lost the ability for the minor league ball. The collegiate ball now is just, you know, all the fans are there. There's, like you said, there's the dollar hot dogs. There's $2 beers and all that. So it's gonna be a great time.
Hey, now let's talk. I can't believe that you are a soccer fan, too, being a baseball coach from Southern California. But talk about your Rowdies experience. This guy goes from a suite. No, he goes from the Rowdies with what do you get, a table on the field?
No. It's an actual stands midfield.
I'm going to be on the field. I'm like, on the field? So explain at the Rowdies game what they do.
They wheel in temporary stands.
They wheeled you in?
They wheel them in, the stands.
Oh.
And they put them on midfield, and you're as close to the action as you can possibly get. It's like watching your son play soccer on Saturday. That's how close you are.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the first soccer game I've ever been to, and it's loud. There's a lot of enthusiasm there. The prices are great. It's a fast-moving game. It's not like baseball. It's just you're constantly moving.
Do you even know the rules?
No.
Yeah, well, that's two of us. But we're going to have Mark Lindsay, That's three of us. We're going to have Mark Lindsay here in the second hour to salvage our inept ability to talk any soccer. So you go from on the grass to a suite that probably cost, was it your wife's corporation?
Yes, Life Care Services. They provide, it was a retirement party for a longtime employee, and that was his, that's his favorite team. He has season seats, and they flew everybody in and put everybody up, and we had a great time.
Well, what was, he's got, what was Daryl's role with Alabama?
He worked with the football department there. So I don't know. He
would have been in absolute heaven.
Sponsoring and marketing. Yeah.
He would have been in absolute heaven. Yeah. All right, Brandy. We'll throw the mic to you because I got a couple of questions. First of all, to our listening audience, Brandy Winans is an accomplished author, and she's been involved in any organization in all of the greater Tampa area, whether when it comes to sports and youth organizations and supporting them. And I applaud you for that. But let's talk about your book. In fact, in my new office, I've got it up there. All the authors that have come on the show. I've got six books. We've had six great authors come on. But the flip side of glory is the book. And let's talk a little bit about that.
I wrote The Flip Side of Glory back in 2008. It came out. I'm in my fourth edition now. It was a memoir about my husband and mine's life. My husband was a former NFL player who played for Buffalo, Tampa, and the Raiders. Came from USC, a Southern California boy. And we went through a lot of different things as a family and as fighting for disability rights. And it also dealt, unfortunately, my husband passed away with stage 3 chronic traumatic encephalopathy, also known in the media called CTE. So he really was an amazing man, played in the league for 8 years, but played 18 years of football starting in Little Pop Warner. So, you know, with St. Pete Sports Connection, we think we start at the Pee Wees, right? So
Pee-wees,
we go all
the
way up.
Pros.
The memoir, we went through a lot, and it is about love, acceptance, and hope. And without my faith, we couldn't have gotten through anything. But it's a very inspirational book, and it's faith-based.
You know, I saw Randy Grimes with a picture with Mike Ditka the other day, and Randy will be down here in a little while. Talk about Mike Ditka and your battle against the NFL, and how you interacted with Mike.
Yeah, I never had intended to be at the congressional hearings in 2007. I was watching an HBO Real Sports show one night with a young man by the name of Chris Nowinski, who was talking about a book he'd written called Head Games. I had my husband and I had just separated. He had gone back to California, and he was talking about all the symptoms and signs of repetitive hits to the head, neurological problems that he was also experiencing as a former football player from Harvard and then WWE wrestling as Chris Harvard. I found this young man. We had a conversation. The next thing I know, I'm at the Ditka press conference and the congressional hearings, testified, written testimony, and walked into the Ditka press conference and for the first time saw all these other families going through what we were going through. Had no idea that there were other families going through what we were going through, fighting for disability, fighting for pensions. And it was an amazing and emotional time. And then over to the congressional hearings with Ditka and Brent Boyd and Brian DeMarco. And on my way out the door, HBO called and said, hey, would you come on and do an interview? Do you have any other families who might want to talk? And that is always a difficult thing because it's not something that we go air out onto the public because most of us are extremely private. It took a lot to write The Flip Side of Glory to help others to come forward.
Was that when Brian Gumbel had the show? Who had the show on
HBO? Yeah, Brian still has it. He still has Brian Gumbel Real Sports.
And that's the show you were on?
HBO Real Sports,
what
yes.
What kind of cat is he? He seems John a little full of himself.
John Frankel is the one that interviewed me. And
okay.
Great people, and his his reporters are just amazing. John Frankel came to my home. They spent 8 hours. Then they sent another photographer and did more interviews.
Oh, so they did an interview at your house.
They came right here to Florida.
Cool.
I had had, since that time, I've helped them put together several other former players. Randy was not one of them, but I've known Randy Grimes for a long time, and Randy has a similar experience with prescription and medication and drugs, and went through a lot, and now helps others through it as well, and I help athletes transitioning as well.
Yeah, athletes in addiction is Randy, and he's been on a couple of times, and we're looking forward to a couple of projects that we've got in the works conversationally. Actually, he came down here yesterday looking for him. We didn't have an appointment, and I was upstairs, and one of the girls didn't realize that I was hiding up in the attic. Wait till you go up there. You have to be fit. I'm going to warn everybody that wants to come visit me up there. I'm not kidding. You have to be fit because these steps. There's my man, Mark Lindsay. And we're going to get some education on the great sport of soccer from the footballer.
Good.
Yeah, it's good to know that we'll finally get educated on this show.
Yeah.
And it's been much too long waiting for Mark Lindsay.
Yeah, but the NFL has come a long way, the Players Association. We've made a lot of wonderful changes since 2007, 2009, when my other girlfriend, Gay Culverhouse, was also testifying. So we've come a long way. We still have a long way to go. Pensions have been increased. Disability capabilities have been increased. But we still have a long way to go. And I'll always be an advocate for fighting for our players and families. The sad part is that the family support side gets kind of left out. And that's kind of been my ordeal, is working with the families.
You know, when you talk about the NFL, and of late, there's been a lot of things. You know, I love football. I love the sport.
I love football as well.
But I'm telling you right now, and even this John Gooden issue, the NFL almost needs to be regulated because they're almost like a government entity, not accountable. And it's getting to the point of not cool, actually.
I totally agree. On the other hand, I am and have been a member of our NFL alumni.
But that's a group of people.
And that is a
separate
entity.
Sharing your experiences, yes.
But also our benefits that actually help our players is amazing.
Well, that's good. I do have to ask you this, though, and I mentioned it having a conversation with Randy. How many cases are out there right now that have not been taken care of? And that number I saw at one time, there's quite a delta in the people that have compensation coming and who actually have gotten it.
So the compensation you're talking about is the concussion settlement.
Precisely.
Okay. There was and still has been very few players and their families who have actually gotten compensation. And that is the area of fight that is still going on.
So people are still beating the drum hard,
still
I hope.
Beating the drum. The way that the paperwork was put out, the NFL was not to have anything to do with it. They had master specialists. They had a separate hired firm that was to take care of it with five different neurologists to look at all the applications and all the paperwork. But just like in our case, you get to the five neurologists. Now, my husband passed away with stage 3 CTE. In that particular situation, they gave us the monetary award. Then it goes to the NFL. The NFL has 30 days to look at it with all of their attorneys. The NFL turn around and say, oh, no, we don't like the way that was written. No, we're denying your claim. And this is some of the things that keep going on.
And that's my point. That's sad. They should just take care of everybody.
And you have to keep applying.
That's
and
just ludicrous.
Your attorney's help. And then there was a whole thing on the
they're printing money.
Right.
They're printing money. These TV
Meanwhile,
contracts.
Meanwhile, they're earning interest on your money.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, yeah, that's a very touchy subject
my
for
God.
Me, but we're doing a lot.
Here comes one. Here comes a guest. I'm going to throw you on right now, brother. I cannot not have you on right now. Now, You got to get plenty of pictures of my man here.
Oh, I will.
This is DJ Mac, Madman Mac.
Hey,
and,
how are you?
He's been the DJ here for Well, I'll let him tell you. 17 years. But I'm telling you, folks, if you're in the area, stop by at Ferg's and see this wonderful, I don't know if I, wonderful, is that a costume or is that actually what you're wearing?
I wore this just for you. This is the Porn Star Awards, right?
Do you wear this on all of your events that you're doing?
I wear a lot more and a lot less sometimes.
Oh, a lot less too. I love these glasses. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So, Mac, let's talk about, you've been here 17 years.
I've been here actually 28 years, my friend.
28 years on the mic here?
A year after they open.
Oh, my word. And you do a superb job. I just love, I was talking to a kid the other day. We were discussing how you look at the people on the floor and you play to the demographic that's out there.
You got to play for your audience. You have to.
And you, well, let's talk about, first of all, how you got, oh, my God.
We got to get you set, okay? Let me open that for you.
I'm so excited. Anyway, your career actually was in law enforcement, and they probably requested you take a little mental early leave.
Oh, I was sent to the psychiatrist many times. You did live out on the beach, right?
Yeah.
All right, then you have to have those.
I'm looking forward to wearing these, I can tell you right now. He just handed me, folks, a pair of, I don't know what you call these. They're girl sunglasses that are purple. And, Mark, I'll probably gift these to you for coming down. Nothing but the best for a former rowdy. So let's talk about how you got into being a DJ, because you're one of the foremost in the entire greater Tampa area.
Well, actually, when I was a young wee lad, my brother was a DJ at a radio station, and he was my mentor back in the day, and I finally got with him, and I said, why don't we start our own business, and you show me the ropes and how to DJ, and it took off from there.
How do I look?
You look fabulous. You look fabulous.
I feel like an absolute buffoon. I didn't even dress like this at Halloween. All right.
All right,
get the pictures, and then I'm getting these babies off. I can't see anything.
Now, this is your one-year anniversary, right?
Our one-year anniversary week and the 29th anniversary,
right.
You know.
All right. Before we get into all the great details, I brought some things for you. I thought we were going to be on TV today, but I guess we're not.
We will be in the future.
So you're going to have to take your glasses off so you can see that and read that. That's for you.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, he is the consummate entertainer. You need to come down if you've never been to Ferg's for a game watch, Bucks, Lightning, Rays.
Monday night I'll be here for the Bucks watch party.
Against the Giants, and he dresses up. Oh, this is great. I love you, Mac. The love that always surrounds you. I'm getting moisty-eyed.
See, he didn't read it, though, did he?
May your anniversary be as happy as the memories you've gathered through the years, as warm as the love that always surrounds you. 1 year, congrats, love, Mac. Is there something you want to tell me?
That's for you, man. That's for you. Now.
You always do give me a hug. I'm getting a little nervous, man.
Let me get in here and I did my homework on you.
You got your bag all of tricks, right. Do you, brother?
So a lot of times I hear that you like to eat on the air. Is that true?
I've never eaten on the air.
No?
Brandy does that.
I do that.
Oh, well, if you ever decide to, we got this bib for you.
Oh, boy.
So that you don't get
my own unicorn
get your fancy Ferg shirt there messy, okay?
Okay. Jeez.
Now.
I don't know what I'm going to do with all these great gifts.
And we have to have hand sanitizer.
Well, no, that's okay. Brandy. She's always bitching at me. Hey,
right.
You got some spray for this, clean this.
And Brandy told me that lately you've been having some itching problems.
Oh, my God. Don't be going there.
So we got you some anti-itch cream. Don't worry about that paper. It's blank.
It's just for outdoor itches. So when I'm on the air, I got an outdoor itch.
I
got to stand up for this.
All right. Sometimes you get a headache, so.
You're giving me one right now. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, you're going to get worse one here in a minute. Now, every rock star has to have cop drops so they can keep their voice nice and clear on the air, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, My voice doesn't merit anything significant because it's not going to get any better.
They did tell me that there's some requirements to get hired by your radio station, so I came prepared, okay?
You bring a resume?
I have my drug test kit there.
It's an actual at-home marijuana drug test. Easy to use, 98% accurate.
Now, you're what, about 38 now?
I'll be 65 in 8 days.
Oh, then maybe
I don't need more.
Maybe I got the wrong test for you then.
Well, he brought me a pregnancy test, and I certainly hope I don't have to hand this to Terry anytime soon. Of course, Rod Stewart had a couple of pups in his mid-60s. Now, he's 83 now, and he's still kicking it.
But here's the most important one. You're how old now again?
I'll be 65 in 8 days.
65 in 8 days. Well, if you're going to stay in this industry, and you got to have these. Now, these are real. They're not fake, though. That's real Viagra there, okay?
Well, he just handed me the blue pill. Anything else?
And here is the instructions
like
in case you need them.
Instructions. This is like a roast right here live on.
And there's my business cards in case anybody needs my services.
Reflections,
okay?
Entertainment. You're certainly entertaining me. And just a little wrap up, folks. This is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. It's actually the comedy hour right now. And he's DJ Madman Mac. He's been down here since Ferg started 28 years ago. And he does a superb job. And I do think I'm going to get you on the comedy circuit.
All right. Now, I do have a couple questions for you.
I'm the one supposed to be interviewing
you. I understand.
But
then we'll do that in just a sec. But you're from what, Iowa? Is that correct?
God's country, yes.
Okay. And to my understanding, you were roommates with, was it Zach Johnson or Sean McCarty?
Well, I wasn't roommates, but I know both of them. You have done your homework. And Zachy Johnson right now up in Georgia, Seaside, he lives on that golf course, is in second place on the RMS Classic. So that's good timing, buddy.
All right. And who is your favorite golfer of all time?
That would be Arnold Palmer.
Hey, we have something in common. My favorite golfer as well.
Well, I don't know if I had mentioned this to the audience, but we have a show that we'll be launching called On the Tee. And I was blessed to spend an entire round of golf with Arnold Palmer. He had an Arnold Palmer signature course in Polk City, Iowa. And I got to follow him around and take pictures because none of the other media showed up in my little magazine. We read and deal. The kindest man you ever met. And then I spent some time with him at a couple of champions events. And he would look you in the eyes, whether you're 7 or 77, when he shook your hand. And ask you how you're doing.
That's great. That's great.
He's a great human being.
He, like I said, he's my all-time favorite since I was a wee lad.
Yeah. Well, you're going to start doing our On the Tee. He's got some Scottish blood in him, and he'll be superb doing the promo.
Listen,
for On the Tee.
I can't fit you're talking about when it comes doing to that, okay?
How have you? Where you got your jacket. This is absolutely outstanding.
I got it where America shops. Walmart.
All right, so can I ask you any questions yet?
Certainly. Go ahead.
All right, so how did you run into Mark Ferguson, and did you lobby for the gig, or did he come after you?
Well,
I
have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
He opened a bar right across the street from the police station.
I forgot you were a policeman.
And it said beer, so I showed up.
Well, Mark likes to say when he launched Ferg Sports Bar and Grill right down here on 13th and Central, if you haven't been down, folks, across from Tropicana Field, that the beer was warm and the food was cold. But then they opened the Trop and then he rock and rolled. And then you volunteered your services and,
well,
and the rest is history.
I started inside in the corner on a little table and played music on Friday nights.
On your hi-fi?
Well, actually, turntables in that day.
Yeah.
And it's progressed since. So.
Flipping the vinyl, huh?
Oh, that's still my favorite, but too heavy to carry around the crates. So.
Let me ask you this. And there's too many great events to earmark, but you've been here for all of them that took place at the Trop. And what happened in Champa Bay? A couple of them are your favorites.
Favorite would have to be the Final Four.
I forgot the Final Four. What year was that?
I don't remember. It's quite a blur.
Well,
but
that's just
this fabulous place. Obviously, the Final Four was sold out. People couldn't get in there. It was wall-to-wall people. Probably the most for any event we've ever had here. It was unbelievable. The first night, we ran out of beer.
You did?
They ran out of every keg, every bottle, every can, everything.
So that would have been on, like, Thursday night.
And Ferg had called the distributor. I won't mention any names.
GB?
And they said, we can't get to you. We're too busy. So he called a different distributor. And they said, well, we'll be right down. And I'm telling you right now, they brought in four semi-trucks full of beer, front to back, top to the ceiling, sold out of those four semis the next night.
Oh, my word.
We had to order more.
And Mark has probably been loyal and done business with them ever since. I'm certain.
Sure.
And we both know who it is. Okay, so Final Four. Now, were you here then for arena football?
I was. I actually worked with some of the players that used to be police officers
really?
Across the street.
Were you there the night that Mark proposed to his lovely bride, Sherry?
No, but I did DJ his wedding.
Did you really?
Yep.
I'll tell you one thing. He had a set of kahunas because you've seen this take place a lot on ESPN. Guy gets it all staged. I had a buddy that did that and did get stiffed by the bride that he thought was gonna say yes, but Mark didn't tell one person. They were just going. He didn't even tell his immediate family, and they gets over there, and it was the Tampa Bay
storm.
Then, yeah. And that's when arena football just rocked. And then you were there when the Lightning were there one or two years.
I remember the opening Lightning game at the Trop, and they could not get the ice to freeze, so the opening game was canceled, and they had to change it to the following day.
Oh, my word. And now, of course, back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. They've come a long way, and my buddy Billy McGee was the general manager then. All right. Besides last year, which was unbelievable, and hence Tampa Bay, was there any other year that even came close?
Hold on, Mike. You know who I just saw there? I saw Ray Kennedy walk by. Where did he go?
We need to get Ray on one of these days. I've been pursuing him and to do our Bucks update because that guy.
There he is.
He is a breath of fresh air.
Hi, it's Ray Kennedy. How you doing, Ray?
Hey, put Ray on a minute.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Well, we've been trying to get you to come on.
Yes.
And we're going to get you on in December.
Yes.
Because it will be winding down towards the playoffs. Of course, talk a little bit about your Bucks broadcast.
Well, you know, stuff we do out here at Ferg's, it's always, you know how it is, Mike, it's so organic. We come down here, you point a camera, people are having a great time. Oh, can you hear me? And I even did it again last night with Alan. I had a great band in here last night. What was it, the National?
Something Funk.
Funk?
Yeah.
I'm going to get this. I got it. It's on my Facebook page. You go to Ray Kennedy, but they were phenomenal. They played Zeppelin. They were mixing it all over. But I love coming down here on the street down here. That's why I love what you're doing here. I love what we're doing here. It's just, it's about getting local and getting a little bit in. We got such a diverse population here, and just getting these stories is great, Mike. Thank you.
Exactly. So why don't you break down the Giants-Bucks for us Monday night and the way you see them breaking this two-game losing streak.
Right. Well, you got to get healthy. You got JPP. You're not Richard Sherman. First of all, you got Mike Evans going for these. He's tied with Mike Alstott now. 71 touchdowns. That's the all-time touchdown leader for the Buccaneers. And then so now you got Mike Evans. Now, fortunately, he's had a really good – he's had six touchdowns over five games.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.